Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Former President Donald Trump will be sentenced on his 34 felony convictions just days before he is to accept the Republican nomination for president right here in Milwaukee this July. Covering the trial for ABC News from gate to gate, investigative reporter Peter Harlambous, who was in court when the verdict was read. He is live on Wisconsin's Morning News. Peter, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, so I want to hear more about what it was like in those moments inside the courtroom. But first, to the point that I just made, sentencing scheduled for July 11th. Are there any restrictions that we know of on the former president now, or can he get right back out on the campaign trail?
No restrictions as of now, no bail. And the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is notably declining to comment about whether or not he's going to be asking for an incarceration. I'm sorry about that.
Busy guy.
Apologies. is notably declining to comment about whether or not they're going to ask for an incarcerated sentence in this case. So we'll really have to wait until July 11th to see if they're going to be asking for prison time in this case. In the meantime, the former president is free to travel and campaign as much as he'd like.
So those moments in court, you know, here in Wisconsin, we allow cameras in the courtroom, but New York typically does not. So we've had to rely on sketch artists and reporters like you to describe what happened. Can you take us through some of those moments, some of the reactions that you noticed as those verdicts were read?
Yeah, it was really nothing short of remarkable. And in a way, there wasn't that much of a reaction. So, you know, the courtroom kind of went silent for a fleeting moment. The foreman had a microphone in hand. He stood up. He stared basically directly at Mershon and began reading down, guilty, guilty, guilty. And the former president sat frozen in his chair. By the time that Trump got to hearing count four, or I believe four and six, he began to shake his head as if it was beginning to set in what had just happened. And after that, there was not much from the former president. The jury had to individually affirm their verdict, some of them looking forward, others looking down. But notably, as they exited the courtroom, when they had to walk in front of Trump, most of them looked away. None of them appeared to look at Trump as they left the courtroom. And Trump himself, as he stood up when this entire ordeal was over, looked as red as I've ever seen him. I mean, he looked in a way shocked, stunned at the entire occasion. As he got out of his seat, he reached for the hand of his son Eric in the gallery, and briefly surveyed the courtroom before pacing out of there and going to the cameras, where he immediately railed about this trial.
I'm Peter Harlambous from ABC News. Really appreciate you being available to us so often during this trial, Peter. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
You know, the other question is, well, we'll hear from any of these jurors, Adam. I mean, sometimes jurors speak out. Sometimes several of them will hold a news conference. You wonder if any of these folks want to just go away and hide. They don't want to be open to scrutiny one way or another. So whether or not we hear from any jurors about what their process was, what was going on behind those closed doors, remains an open question.
And we did see throughout this whole trial, whether you're watching CNN or anywhere else, much was made about the background of each of the jurors, mm-hmm. which does happen in these high-profile cases. But even with this one, it felt like there was so we knew what their education level was, where they got their social media news from. It was the one juror right. that got it all from Truth Social, yet it was a unanimous decision. So you can bet reporters are going to be trying to figure out who these jurors were and trying to get some comment.